Baja Bay?
Yeah, hi. My name is Ruben Goldstein. I'm with the Bank of Cardiff. I was looking for Rafael or his assistant. Is with Bertha. Is she available?
Yes, this is she. Just let me transfer to my office. 1 second, please. Hello?
Hello, is this Bertha?
Yes, thank you. Mm-hmm.
Let me give you my phone number. Do you have a pen handy?
Yes.
It's 858 866 9102.
And your name again?
Is Ruben.
Okay.
And from what I understand, you're looking to get a piece of equipment financed. Is that correct?
Exactly. Mm-hmm.
Okay. So, I just want to go over some approval options, and I understand you're the manager of the business, correct?
Yes.
Okay. So, in terms of the equipment, we have a few different options. So, I understand you have locations in the U.S. and in Mexico.
Yes.
Is that accurate?
Yes, correct.
Okay. And has your company ever done equipment financing before?
We do it in Mexico, but not in the U.S. Yes. We do it with forklifts, yes.
Okay, for a smaller amount, correct?
Exactly.
We didn't see any references of anything of this dollar amount, is that correct?
That's true, yeah.
Okay. So, I want to go over how our approvals work. So, we're more than happy to, we can give the company an approval, but the way that our financing works is, the equipment has to stay in the U.S. The reason is that when equipment goes out of the country, we are not... This is an equipment-based loan, so, just like a car loan. God forbid, you don't pay your car, they repossess the car. The same goes for equipment. So a big reason why we're approving the file is that it's collateralized. And that means that if, the company goes out of business or something, they didn't stop paying, we can go to repossess the equipment to cut our losses. So part of this approval would be that this equipment would have to stay in the U.S.
Mm-hmm.
Is that something that would work for you?
No, we want it for Mexico, and I told Julian.
Okay.
But our Mexican company and Baja Bay are sisters' companies. Just we're in San Diego. They are. We have like two companies: one in Tijuana, one in Ensenada. So it's the same company, actually, the same owner, the same everything. So just the equipment we needed in the plant in Mexico.
Mm-hmm. Do you have a plan in the U.S. or no?
Well, we have an office.
Oh, you don't have a plan
Yes, no.
Okay. So, I don't know if this approval would work for you because I don't think the product we have you approved for would work. We might be able to do a different product, but if you're trying to do an equipment loan, the equipment would have to stay in the US.
Oh, okay. I see.
Because we can't enforce a contract in Mexico. Does that make sense?
More or less, but
we don't have, if the business doesn't pay us and the equipment's not located in the U.S., we're not legally allowed to go into Mexico to repossess the equipment because it's a U.S. contract, but it's in a Mexican base. How far from the border is the plant you have?
It's like 10 minutes crossing the border.
Okay. Yeah, I don't think this is something we could potentially do. We might be able to do another avenue. So there's two types of financing we offer. One is a secured loan. That's when... Do you know what I mean by secured loan, correct?
Yes, but how much will be the amount?
I can go with that. So one would be a secured loan. A secured
loan.
Can
you hold on a second? Bueno?
It's Ruben. I'm here.
Yes. Thank you, Ruben.
Uh-huh. All right. So we offered, what I'm going to do is I'm going to ask my boss if this is something we can do, but I don't think he'd be. We have two types of loans. One is a secured loan that's collateralized. And by that, I mean it's based on an asset. It's based on a piece of equipment. It's based on a vehicle. The whole idea of it is if the business doesn't pay, we go there, we take that equipment back to cut our losses. We also have what's called an unsecured loan, which is actually when we give you cash and it's not secured. So you can use the money as you see fit. So that might be the product that you need since you're buying equipment that's not going to stay in the U.S. Does that make sense?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
So let me just ask you, to make sure that number works, let me ask you a few questions. When are you trying to get this equipment?
Because we need it to, to be more efficient on time.
No, when are you trying to get the equipment?
As soon as possible.
Okay. Is the equipment already made or does it have to be manufactured?
It's already been made.
It's already been made. Okay. How much would you save per year by having this equipment?
In numbers, I don't have any idea because it's the accountant in Mexico who knows this.
Okay.
He hired the people and they peel it by hand.
Okay. Do you know how much you pay or how many hours you do a month?
No.
Okay. And the company that is in the U.S., that's in Mexico, that's a separate corporation, correct?
Well, it's the same under everything, but it's under different names.
It's a different legal name, correct?
Yes.
Okay, so here's what I'd like you to do. I'm going to start working on putting together an unsecured loan for you because I think that's a proper product for you. Because if this equipment is crossing the boundary, I don't think that the product we have you approved for will work. We can do an unsecured loan. We do this all the time when people move equipment in and out of the country. The one thing I'd like you to find out is this. I'd like you to find out if you could talk to your accountant and just find out. I don't need any paperwork. Just a phone call will work. Just basic information. What I'm trying to figure out is how many hours are saved, say, per week or per month by having this machine, and how much wages are saved. You know, are you saving 1,000 hours a month at $5 an hour? Are you saving $10,000 a month at $3 an hour? Just the basic numbers. Could you get me some estimates and give me a call back, please?
Sure. Perfect. Ruben. We are having problems with our internet.
Okay.
So just let me fix this, and then I will set with my boss, and I'll let you know.
Okay, perfect. We look forward to getting this done for you, okay?
Okay, so how many hours will save and how many in dollars amount, right?
Correct. How many hours per month and what is the wage so we get an idea of your monthly savings to put together this unsecured loan for you, correct?
Okay, perfect.
Thank you so much.
You're welcome, Ruben.
You got it. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.